I'm in the eastern side of Cumbria, a quiet corner of Cumbria that some people forget about. It's Ravenstonedale, and it's a lovely village. And I'm sitting in the kitchen talking to Ursula Duff. Ursula, can I ask you, when did you first come to Ravenstonedale?
1930, as a schoolgirl with my mother and sister. Later, my sister married into Ravenstonedale, and my mother and I used to come and visit, and we stayed with Jack Bradbury and his wife, who were farming. I had a really jolly time with them. And then in 1938, I married a first cousin of my sister's, Arthur Metcalf Gibson, who's also a cousin of Raymond Franklin. But we went to live in Northumberland for 10 years and left his brother at the family home in Ravenstonedale. And when the brother died in 1948, we came back with our family to live in Ravenstonedale. And I live here ever since, and I wouldn't live anywhere else. I find it a very friendly place, and everybody gets on. We support each other in our various events, the Methodists, the United Reformed, and the Anglicans, all get on well.
What are the amenities like in the village? How big is it? Does it have shops and things?
There were two stores, general stores. When I first came, that's in 1948. There was a tailor, a shoemaker and cum cobbler, at least one joiner, a forge. There were at least two builders, there's one now. There was a post office which opened regularly. Now it only opens 2 days a week. There is a slaughterhouse. We have a primary school, very flourishing, happy school. I was a manager for a number of years, and during that time the authorities tried to close it down, but we fought madly, and it is now a very happy school. But I'm not quite sure how many children that my daughter-in-law teaches. Two good hotels. There is a bowling green that's been in there a long time, and a hard tennis court. I think there are not so many. There used to be a bus every day, I think, to Kirby Stephen, but now once a week to Kirby Stephen, twice a week to Kendall. There are more people have their own cars, which rather clutter up the village, and we have quite a lot of holiday homes.
Ravenstonedale too has actually won the Best Kept Village Award, hasn't it? I think you were involved in that.
Was when I was chairman of the parish council. In 1981 we got the first, I think that's the right date, we won Best Kept Village. We're very proud of that. And I went to Carlisle to receive the presentation from Chris Bonington, whom everybody knows, the climber. During that time, we saved a small stone bridge at the top of the village, which the authorities wanted to knock down. And we planted a lot of trees on the green.
Has the village changed much character-wise since you've been here?
Well, I think, yes, in respect of the less sort of facilities and more holiday homes. But quite a lot of original families here, quite a lot of people, retired people, certainly in Ravenstonedale, who have settled here, and it's very nice having them, but we don't have a lot of young people, except the farming community, children and so on.
Do you get any modern development in the village? Are there any new houses being built?
There have been, yes. There's the new houses halfway down the village. Flats they are, four flats, and it's a housing association. Other than that, not really. No, it's much the same.
And you're involved too, I think, in the Women's Institute, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just a member of the WI. Mm-hmm. I was a vice president for a short time. I'm a very active member. I enjoy attending. We were very active after the war with the WVS, as it was then, 1970, the WRVS. We had an active group which did emergency cooking and running rest centres. We adopted a Polish refugee family and sent them parcels.
How many people are involved in the WI? Is it very popular?
Yes, it's a very, very, very successful one. I'm not sure because I'm not involved, but I think there are 40 members, I imagine, yes. It's well supported.
Well, I know you keep yourself busy because you're also the church warden. What's involved in that?
Well, the church warden is busier than... I'm one of three. There's another church warden and a deputy. And I'm much busier than I used to be because we haven't got a vicar living in the parish. We share with two other villages. So we have to go, I and the deputy, get always down to the services half an hour before we get the hymns put out, books ready, and so on. But I enjoy the work very much. We're very friendly. We get good congregations. We have a very nice vicar at the moment. We've been without for quite a long time, and I had one or two minor crises during that period, during an interregnum. A vicar forgot to come at the appointed time, and I rushed to the telephone kiosk and phoned. In the meantime, the congregation sang hymns. When he did turn up a little late, we didn't have a sermon. We didn't worry too much about that. A vicar once forgot to bring their communion wine, run out, and I sped home in my car to get a bottle from my shelf. That was all right. And another occasion during an interregnum, a hole for the casket was dug in for husband's ashes in his wife's grave, and mistakenly the hole was dug in the wrong place, but suddenly this was discovered just in time, thank goodness, and was moved.
That could have been a little embarrassing.
It could have been very embarrassing. But all was well in the end.
It's St Oswald's Church. Is it very busy as regards weddings, christenings, things like that?
Not a lot, no. My granddaughter was married recently, which was a lovely occasion. Not a lot now, but we have a good regular congregation. We haven't many children, sadly, that come. There used to be a Sunday school, but not now. But the Methodists run a very good Sunday school, New Begin. No, it's a very happy community. We are always having efforts to raise money for our finances and also for charitable purposes.
Is there much entertainment in the village itself or activities in the village itself?
Well, see, I'm getting rather ancient. The young farmers are very busy. I know they have a lot going on. There's a tennis court and a bowling green, for been there a long time. In the winter, even us oldies do folk dancing. We have a very happy... Once a week we meet and skip around and get in a muddle.
Where's the nearest place from here then for shopping? Do you go to Kirby Stephen or...?
Yes, Kirby Stephen. There's a bus once a week to Kirby Stephen, and a lot of people, of course, have cars nowadays. And two buses a week now to Kendal, which is very convenient for those without cars. So we have travelling vans come around in the village street, and we have a butcher in the village. I think everybody manages very well, really.
You mentioned that there's quite a few holiday homes in the village itself. Do you get a lot of tourists coming to Ravenstone down in the
season? No, fortunately. I may say it's very different. We're just far enough away from the Lake District not to be bothered with. Not to have tourists, which are a nuisance. We have visitors who come and stay at the hotels. We have quite a lot of walking parties. I like to see them going about with their bags on their backs. They come and stop in the village and walk up rounding hills and then... I'm back, but I don't consider we suffer from interfering sort of tourists at all.
It is a part of Cumbria that most people tend to bypass, but you obviously love living here, don't you?
We're quite happy about that. I think that the hotels do all right. The two in the village and there's one on the outskirts. There is an odd place where tea is served, but we're quite happy for the coaches to go along the bypass, I think.
Has the bypass made a big difference to the village?
Well, it's hard to say. Me, as I live away from it, probably yes. Not too much traffic.
And how do you like to keep yourself active these days? Are you still actively involved in the church?
Yes, well, I'm busy in the church. It does mean quite a bit of work. I'm a very keen gardener. I get out and walk every day. I love my garden, and well, I have friends I visit and come see me. I don't do a lot of entertaining nowadays.
But generally just enjoy being in Ravenstone, don't you?
That's right, yeah. Yes. And the fact that I have a car and can drive makes a big difference. I have friends in Sedbergh and roundabout. The Meals on Wheels service is a great asset. The cooking is done during the term time at the school. We have 7 recipients now, and I think it's a very good thing because people get visited and they get a good meal 3 days a week. We have a lot of drivers, so one only needs to do it once a month. In one of the hotels will cook the meals when the school is closed. So that works out really well.
Are all the recipients actually in the village itself then?
Except for one, yes. They're all within the village, so it's quite simple, yes.
Do you find you're having a lot of elderly people now in Ravenstonedale? Because you mentioned
well,
there weren't that,
the
that many.
Yes, I think when I was on the parish council, we did a parish survey, that was in 1981, and even in that time the population had changed very much. More elderly people, less people altogether. Mm-hmm. It says here, 1971, population share, 1971, there were 509 total, and in 1981, 462, that was the total population. And the age group was older. I think this has probably continued. I haven't mentioned the Gilbertine ruins, which Raymond Franklin's father started excavating on the north side of the church, and these were completed in 1988, the excavation of the Gilbertine ruins, and our parish raised £1,000 towards the cost, and the rest of the cost was borne by the English Heritage and Cumbria County Council. It was a very interesting project, and some of us went down to Sempringham to see where St Gilbert lived, and most of his monastic buildings are to be found.
Are you very interested in the local history of the area?
Oh yes, I am, and we have a historian. The bookhouse, Mr. and Mrs. Irwin, have written a little book for the church, all about the history of the church. I'm very fortunate in having a family living, my son farming and an artist daughter living in Ravenstonedale, and my elder son visits me. He comes home to look after affairs every 3 weeks or so for a long weekend, and I have a sister living in the village. I'm very fortunate.
And a very nice place to live. You'd recommend it to anybody, would you?
We don't want everybody coming to move in. Yes. Oh, well, I like it very much. Very friendly, yes. You know, in a village, everybody greets themselves. And sometimes strangers come into the village and they walk past with their noses straight forward. But we always say good morning to everybody or hello. Or, you know, it's nice.